Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I had to invite Zayla back, and here's why. You think Spirit's trying to get to you? Trying to get your attention? Do you think maybe there is your next big dot, 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 fill out the blank waiting for you? Do you think it's already here? So if it's already here and you think it is, how do we get from there to knowing it is and knowing exactly what your next move is going to be about? What does it look like when we actually look at the way Spirit is trying to get our attention? Zayla is joining me here today. The big three, three ways Spirit is trying to get your attention and how to get back into the flow. This is such a timely conversation with Zayla. I'm so grateful for not only what he's done, but what he helps us with. Are you waiting, waiting, waiting? And you ever wondered if you're waiting and maybe something is right in front of you that you just can't see? Today, it's a conversation, but it's way more than that. You all have asked, how do I get from where I am to where I want to go? How do I navigate these new waters? How do I even know if there is a spirit out there waiting to get my attention? Zayla, it's great to have you back. Great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me first state, Dr. Pat, that I'm thankful for you being so graceful in inviting me back to your show. I'm honored. You're a real contribution to humanity, and I got to say that, you know. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I love knowing that I don't know what I don't know. I love that. You know, I had a friend say to me a couple of years ago, we don't even get you, Pat. It's like, how many years of education have you had? I mean, literally, you spent 10 years in a degree. Why? And you keep saying you don't know what you don't know. And I love that expression. I learned it from one of my mentors a long time ago, because it really becomes a point that I want to talk with you about today. It doesn't mean that I don't want to know. I want to know. I want to know what Spirit is saying to me. Half of my life, Zayla, I have cut myself off. And I don't want to spend the next half of my life cut myself off from Spirit. And so many people want to know how to do that. And what you're bringing to the world is powerful. Talk about this. And I call it the initial number one big thing. The big thing is this. We know we want to move ahead. We know we want guidance. But boy, there's something familiar about staying stuck. You ever have any experience with that?
I got a PhD in that, I can tell you. And so what happens with everybody, I mean, everybody, we came in as children, you know, pure love, and then we get disconnected promptly. Then we get disconnected as we grow older, more and more typically. And we get disconnected because we put the illusion first. And all of a sudden, we're buried in dynamics that are cascading. This river's coming at us, Dr. Pat, and we are just cascading. We're filled with decisions on people, places, things, times, events, and they're coming at us, and this river is coming at us. I mean, the sheer volume right now is just absolutely very difficult not to disconnect. But once you've had enough of it, and I mean, a master's wish, I say this to all my students, I wish you enough. Because once you've had enough, then you're going to want to go within, because if you don't go within, Dr. Pat, you're going to go without. You're going to go without your dreams. You're going to go without happiness. You're going to go without full love. And I mean, what's love? I believe that love is the beingness of all things. And so I say at this point, the wait, you talked about wait, the wait is over. WEIGHT/WAIT. The wait is over, because it's a time right now where all of us have this anxiety. We just know we got to get connected right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you don't listen to that anxiety, chances are the heat's going to get turned up. And so in this recent book of mine on the big three, I'm addressing exactly your question, because chances are, if you haven't noticed that most people, because of COVID-19, whether you believe in the legitimacy of COVID-19 or not, what is obvious that you have to believe in is the depression, the squeezing of relationships, because a lot of people have had to spend 7/24 at home with somebody. And I'll tell you, divorce rates are going through the roof, because you really know who this person is, or you don't know who this person is. So first, there's the squeezing of relationships. Second, there's the squeezing of financials on individuals, cities, states, federal, world politics. There's a squeezing of financials. Then, if that doesn't get you, the third thing that's being squeezed is health. Starts with mental health. Fear, guilt, shame, worry. I believe, Dr. Pat, worry is a prayer for what you don't want. And finally, it has an effect on your body, because the body's a transcript of the mind. And this will depreciate all the way down to death. So all of these big three is what the book is about, in terms of getting you squeezed to go back to getting connected, so that you're getting squeezed on one, two, or three of these. And you go out and you look at the sky and say, what? Why? Why? What's going on? And bingo, that's your first clue. You're getting squeezed to go get connected again. And that's what I teach, is how to get connected. Okay, I'll come up for air now, Dr. Pat.
No, don't bother. Because listen, Zayla, you're the founder and master consciousness coach at the Center for Transformation. One of my favorite words. Oh, why? Transformation Talk Radio, the Transformation Network. You know, somebody asked me a question. I want to tap into this and have you answer it. Because I've read your book and I've done more than that. But what I love about your message is there's something magical. I used to say it was mysterious, but it's not now. But there's something magical that happens when we can tap in to that source energy. There's something that is almost indescribable. And yet, once you get the hang of it, right, it's like the first time that we're playing stickball in the streets of New York, in the Bronx, manhole to manhole. Yes, I did say manhole, because they haven't renamed it person hole yet, because that's a little bit too edgy. Betty probably have to cut that. But the first, I remember this in preparation to speak with you today. I don't know why I got this flashback. And I remember I'm out there playing with all the guys, because I love stickball and went on to play softball. But we played manhole to manhole. And you know how you make the bases in chalk?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And it's stickball. And literally, somebody takes a Spalding ball and you have your mom's broomstick, right? Cut it off, probably got in trouble for that. And you stand at this manhole and somebody throws this Spalding ball. And you think to yourself, anybody could do this. But you realize it's not that easy.
No, it's not.
And then you realize that the ball is bouncing before you. Then you also realize that the guy that's bouncing the ball is putting a little spin on it. When you get that realization, what then happens is there's a moment of breathlessness. That moment of breathlessness is where you get a knowing how to hit the ball. When we come back, I want you to talk to us about that moment of breathlessness and knowing that you teach people. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Benny, we're going to take a short one and come right back.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have you all tune us in and turn us on. For more information about me, you can go to the Dr. Pat Show. You can go to Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about my very special guest and the big three ways spirit is trying to get your attention and how to get back into the flow. Zaylong, what is the best way for people to not just find out about you, but also find out about the courses that you're offering and some of the other work you're doing to help people with exactly what we're talking about today?
That's the area that I'm in. It's not a job, it's a calling. And if someone wants to get a hold of me, my name is spelled Zalah, Z-A-L-A-H, Z-A-L-A-H. And you can find me at thecft.ca, thecft.ca, which stands for the Center for Transformation. Well, we just shortened it. And if you come to the site, we offer a lot of free courses. I give weekly classes that are free. You can get a taste of what it is that I'm teaching. But we've also got recorded classes there. We got courses there that you can buy. There's books there. So there's a lot of really good, interesting articles as well, Dr. Pat. So I hope your audience does take advantage of the fact that they can get more of me and get a real good taste of me. Friday mornings, for example, I offer just free public classes. I teach for about an hour.
Wow. I want to talk about the value of the classes, but I also want to talk about it in the context of that moment I described at a very young age. Yes. I think I must have been in the 8 or 9 Perfect. Year arena. It could have been earlier. Stickball, if you grew up in the Bronx, there are two kinds of things you do, stickball and handball. Because there's a lot of cement. And just think about, there are three. Stickball, handball, and roller skating, right? We'll save that. But that moment I described came from many, many frustrating moments. I got to tell you, if you're a girl playing a sport like stickball in the Bronx with a bunch of other kids, and most of them are guys, and you can't hit the Spalding ball, that is a laughing moment for a lot of people. But I did have a moment. How would you describe that moment I had and what I was going through?
All right. Let me just start off by saying, every time I teach, I say, today I speak from my point of ignorance. And so it's about what I call the moment that that switch occurs is the same moment of where, in fact, you learn how to float on water. I can remember my mom saying float as she held my back and I'm face up. And my water line was above my ears, but I could hear her through my mouth. And I remember thinking, God, Mom, I'm heavier than the water. That's clear. And she kept saying, float. This was finally, she stood me up after half an hour and said, see all these kids swimming? Well, I have to teach you how to float first. It's possible. I'm not going to let you drown, lose the fear, and imagine what you do want. She did that, and in 1 minute, I started to float. Now, that's a very interesting point. Same thing with stickball. Let me make another example. And the example is that, you know, when you first learn how to ride the two-wheel bike, and maybe your father or an adult is running beside you with a hand on the seat, and I've done this with my kids, my grandkids, and suddenly you tell them, I'm not holding onto your seat. You're doing it. That point. So at that point, there's what I call the transference point. And it's aha. And the moment you learn how to hit that ball with that stick and you start to get better at it, you're also at a transference point, Dr. Pat. Mm. It's the same thing with what I call serial art, the art in the malls where you're looking at the picture, but there's a picture behind the picture. And if you look calmly, you can see past the surface and you see this underground coral reef and you see the sharks and the miniature fish and all this stuff. And you go, oh my goodness, transference point occurs. What I teach is about getting you from your human to your divine, and there's a transference point. This does not come easy. This rolls off the tongue. And so all of life, the world is okay, but like you and my mom used to say, you know what, put the stick down. You're going to poke out an eye. You're going to lose your eye. And I say to people, the whole illusion is just like that. If you don't watch it, you're going to lose your eye. Capital I. And once you lose your capital I, which is your I of the I am, you are lost in the illusion. All you know is the great paper chase. How many initials do you have behind your name? You got a free title on your house. You own the house. You own the car. You own the bank account. Everything's about paper, paper, paper. The only problem is that you lose your way chasing paper. And in the end, when you leave, the paper that you had free clear of all these assets proof, you only had them on rent anyway.
Hmm.
Who are you kidding? And so you've given your life to what it is that you leave behind. And most people never develop their spiritual side. And that's where I come in. I say, come here. It's time for the divine flip to occur from your human to your divine. Let me teach you how to do this. Now, this involves meditation. It involves periods of silence. It involves doing what's right, not who's right.
You know, these are the moments right now that I want to get back to this, if we could, what we started to chat about opening up, the big three, three-way spirit is trying to get your attention. I wanted to stay with that focus for a moment because I look back at that moment that I described to you, you know, this 7 or 8 year old with this giant stick bigger than me. And there was a moment that I didn't realize at the time, but I've since recognized a lot in my life showing up that way. There was this moment where, oh, time stands still.
Yes.
I want to talk to that for a minute because you mentioned it when you talked about worry. Worry doesn't allow time to stand still. Worry brings us that to a future that may never happen.
Yes.
That's not spirit. Spirit doesn't. I was talking to somebody not too long ago and they were saying, I heard spirit talk to me, and they listed off 10 things they were worried about. And I thought, where do I go with this? And I want to talk about this.
Okay.
I've never had, quote, what I know to be spirit give me a worry wart.
Right.
So what is spirit trying to get our attention about?
Well, again, it's about connecting. We have a globe of people now that have become so disconnected because of this. Hear me. And I'm going to address the worry part in a minute. Too much man-made things get in this aperture in the center of the eye, and it causes such a disconnect. We need to go all the way back to nature and looking at, you know, if you were a child of mine, I'd say, honey, let me, I want you to memorize this. And I did this with children and the grandchildren. I say, the inside world is more important than the outside world of man-made things, of man-made things. Go look at the sky, the moon, the sun, the stars, the trees, the planet, the earth, the mountains. That stuff will keep you sane. Because if too much man-made stuff gets in this aperture, honestly, you're going to see that you just become irrational. You can't think very clearly at all. Going back to worry, naturally, worry is a bedfellow with fear. And what I say is, fear is of the personality, love is of the soul. If you're connecting, it's about answers. It's about love. It's about direction. That's what it's about. And this age that we're living in is a recalibration, a great recalibration and transformation for society in general. We've got to look at getting back to connecting. We've got to go back to childlike properties, Bronx. You know, we got to go back to the key childlike properties of love, innocence, being the observer, which is curiosity. We got to go back to having presence, where you're just present in what you're doing. When you're present in what you're doing, like hitting the ball, the Spalding, like when you're going to swim, when you're going to float, when you're going to ride the bike, you are present. You are very present in that moment, and that's where the magic is. And we've got a society that's lost the magic. They have lost the magic. And you know what happens is they've lost their way. Depression sets in.
Yeah.
Ugliness sets in.
And, you know, I want to also address this. You know, part of the lost way, at least for my life, and you talk about this in your book, but part of the lost way for me is the fact that as human beings, we have something called a forgetter, right?
Yes.
And the forgetter is that thing. I like to look at it like a little alien creature. That's my view of my forgetter. And when my forgetter takes a back seat to my awareness, I then tune into moments like I did when I was a 7-year-old standing in the Bronx on the side of a manhole and hit my first Spalding stick ball. And you can hear the sound of it. Now, for those of you that don't know what stick ball is, Benny probably, or Olivia might be able to put up a little image, but there is a sound that happens when you hit that particular rubber ball. I think it's rubber. I don't know. With a stick. It's a sound that you don't forget. How can we do this? How can we tap into the rememberer, that thing that we have that enables us to recognize that we are in a benevolent universe and that getting lost, in your words, getting lost in the illusion is a place we can spend our lifetime if we don't get the big three, relationships, finances, and health.
You're exactly right. The magic comes back when you're present. Now that's difficult in an adult world with so many choices and the volume of information is horrific that if you don't take time to jump out of the river and establish yourself in the moment, what do I mean by that? This takes practice, but this is what I teach. And that is, can you get to a point where you can think of one thought and one thought only? So many of the people that I've trained over time said, good luck. I don't think that's possible. I say, well, it is, but it starts with a thought. And you know what? If I can get you to think of one thought, not all the combinations and permutations of that thought, but if I can think, have you do that, then I can, within reach, get you to think of nothing without falling asleep. That's where the magic is. How many thoughts did you have when you were totally engaged in hitting that ball? You were focused on what exactly you were doing there. Same thing when you were riding the bike and you made the transference point. Same thing when you learned to swim. You were into it. You just stood there and you were right on the mark. That's where the magic is. Whether you're making love to somebody, whether you're having a now moment in terms of the magic by yourself in nature, we need more of those as confirmations, because that's where our power comes back, Dr. Pat. That's where our imagination comes back. And we are in the age now where it's got to be a reset, a recalibration of the fertile mind. We call it the prima materia. And that is, everything gets created twice, once in your mind and then physically. And where we get dislodged is when it doesn't happen physically as fast as we'd like it to be, or at all, because we're too polluted. So the purpose of meditation, and where I take you, is taking off the pollution in a different area of your brain. In your house, you have bathroom, kitchen, bedroom. You don't do bathroom in the kitchen, and you don't do kitchen in the bedroom. So could we develop a spot in your mind, and this is what I teach, where you go into that room, it's so sacred that it allows you to be very, very present with your breath, with everything about your body. And in doing that, do you start this feedback system in the universe that causes it to expand?
Sayla, one of the things I was doing, I was looking at the consciousness accelerator. And can I just jump to there for a moment?
Sure.
Because it is related to what we're talking about today. And it's also related to the big three. One of the things I was looking at, I really love this word. I love this phrase in what you teach. And I don't know which lesson it's in. I mean, maybe lesson three. It's three or four. It's the quickening.
Yes.
And let me tell you why I love this, and I really like you to talk to this.
Okay.
We have another illusion. And when I thought about speaking with you today, I wanted to talk about this illusion. The illusion that somewhere we read, I don't know where, had to be somebody wrote it, that we have to go through enormous time gaps, seriously hard, agonizing suffering, and I can go on. And I remember Sidonia, my mentor, before she passed away, she said, do you know the story of Job? And I said, which of course I used to say Job, because that's how much I knew about the story of Job. And I said, you know, my mom, Southern Baptist, used to talk about Job. She said, how long did Job suffer? And I said, oh, I think he suffered. I mean, this is me now, right? This is before I found out the truth. Oh, he had to suffer like, I don't know, like 20, 30 years, right, Job? He had to go through that. Nobody can suffer like that in a short period of time. She said, did you know Job suffered 9 months? I said, you're wrong. That can't be possible. 9 months. You mean all of that? So here's what happens to us sometimes. Somewhere in our mind, we have forgotten the magic of how quickly we are capable of changing a thought, changing our lives, learning something, and then changing the world. Can you please talk to this point? Because if we're going to be able to do the big three, or even the big one, and we're holding on to the illusion of a lifetime of suffering, I'm still in the Bronx, standing at a manhole at the age I am now, trying to hit a Spalding ball.
Well, let me just say,
that's a really horrible image right there, just saying.
Yeah, well, but it's through your evolution. When you really want something, you'll get centered. And when you get centered, you start imagining what you do want. And I say, take the time to imagine things as you want them and not as they are, and you'll be guided to your goals and dreams by a power much greater than you are. But you got to take the time to imagine. And so you have to understand also, for suffering, life is a series of choices. Choices lead to experiences. Suffering is optional. Can you get the lesson and not suffer? If you get the lesson, you can get out from under suffering when you feel that you've paid enough penance, I guess, for a lot of people. So suffering in life is optional. You're going to get past what you're going to get past. It's a matter of time. That's all there is to it. It's just a matter of time. Remember, no matter what happens to you, life happens for you, not to you. And if you can get that at a deep level, you'll drop being the victim. You'll drop being the drama queen or the drama king. Because usually when you're the drama king and the drama queen, you got such a story, and the story is just your excuse for not living your dream.
And isn't that true, though, too, of tapping into other people's drama stories? I mean, isn't that another way to really, you know, navigate around your personal dream? And what I mean, not navigate through it, I mean, navigate around it. Like, just kind of, like my friend said to me, you're the fastest runner I know, Pat. You run faster than anybody in place. You know, it took me a little while to realize what they were saying to me right there. I mean, I had to think about it. At first I thought, wow, this is a compliment, because I've never been known to be a runner. I'm pretty slow. And then it hit me. But let's talk about the power that comes from our peace. I want to take a short break. When we come back,
great.
When we tap into the spirit and we're now in commune, we're now in an energy that is giving us insights perhaps we never thought imaginable. You know, we're now tapped in to that breath that I mentioned. Do we know what to do next? Do we know about the power that is in that moment where time stands still and the confusion that peace means we do nothing? Zayla's here. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to talk about the quickening, but we're also going to talk about the quickening power and peace. Zayla, one more time, please tell folks how they will be able to find out more about the big three. But, you know, I also referenced during the last segment, you know, that I was looking at, you know, one of the courses that you offer. I was looking at the Consciousness Accelerator, and that's where I referenced the quickening. And actually, it was in lesson three. How do people find out more about something like that? But also, how do they find out about you?
Well, my name is Zayla, Z-A-L-A-H. And you can find me at thecft.ca, thecft.ca. That stands for the Center for Transformation. It's a pretty expansive website that you'll be able to get a pretty good flavor. We offer free classes, live classes, Q&A classes, where you can bring your questions every Friday morning. We also offer pre-recorded classes like the 10-part accelerator that Dr. Pat was referring to. So if you want to hear more of this and get in touch, we're open to it. We can teach you how to get free. And I believe that creation comes from freedom. What do you need to get free of is the question. Because if you can get free of it, your fertile mind kicks in. If I could, Dr. Pat, I'd like to speak to the quickening that's upon us right now, if I could.
Please.
All right. In closing, I'm here to tell you that wherever you're at right now is magnified. If you're into fear, guilt, and shame, worry, it's magnified. The only safe place to be is love and peace. It's meant to squeeze you up to that. So you know what? Let it go. Never mind who's right. Do what's right. What's right is at this point in your life, and this is why you came to this planet to experience this at this time, this great recalibration of society is actually about putting peace and love first. That's sanity. Anything else is insanity right now.
That breath that I referenced earlier, I've had many of them in my life. But it really took me a point in my life, probably after I just turned 40, it brought me to my knees. You know, there was a series of things that began earlier than that. But there was this pivotal moment where, and I've shared this a lot on air, I literally looked into the mirror as I was getting ready to go to my very high paying corporate job. And I was unrecognizable to myself. And I do believe that was one of those moments. That was spirit through the mirror, right? Talking with me. I think each of us has the ability to do that. And I want to get back to something you said earlier. We're in a time right now where your wisdom, your teachings are more vital than they've ever been. We don't have the tools for a time in our lives we've never been through. And I want to ask you, what can we say to folks that enable us to understand we can still be human and be at peace?
If I could, we all swim in the sea of duality, every one of us. And you know what? The idea is to rise above that to the ocean of love. You can do that by just contemplating peace. Set your intention that you want peace and love to dominate your life. And you know what? You'll see what drops away, because that of which is not in tune with love will fall away, Dr. Pat. It'll just fall away. And so in the end, the love that you take is equal to the love that you gave in the end. And so as a result, this time right now is magnified. Love and peace have to be here because your power is in your peace and your peace is in your power. And if you want the return of your power to take control of your life, give up who's right. Go to what's right. And love and peace, they're always right. Because these things trigger a more fertile imagination. If you could imagine a more fertile imagination, what masters call the fertile imagination, optimized, is called the prima materia. Imagine imagining something and it came to be. The only bad part about that is you got to leave behind the fears, the worry, the guilt, the shame, because you'll manifest more of that. This rolls off the tongue easy, Dr. Pat. There's very few people that I've saw that can teach you exactly what to do here to evolve to love and peace, to get a fertile mind. Great teachers that are coming up right now because humanity is in need of them. Fabulous, fabulous teachers because of this quickening, this recalibration of society that we're going through right now is paramount. This is why, if you're listening to this, this is why you came. This should ring a note within your soul if you hear this. It should, and you should want to come and drink at the fountain of knowledge. Some come to gargle, others come to drink. And I say, come and swim. Get out of the sea of duality. Go to the ocean of love. That's the right thing to do right now. It's sanity.
I know we've got a few minutes left. And one of the things I wanted to really talk about here is the second part that I love in your message, and especially in the Big Three book. I want to talk about flow.
Yes.
You know, I had the opportunity, believe it or not, to study with a gentleman down at Claremont. He literally created a research body on flow. Has a really long name. I just used to call him Dr. Mick. Really long name. But he thought so much about it that he tried to set up an empirical body to have a new level of awareness about the power of this. But when you do empirical research, it's really hard to capture those things that you cannot see.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about flow in the esoteric sense, if you would.
Please. You know, flow is such that you need to understand what's flow to go through life with more grace and ease. You don't have to get it perfect. You just have to continually understand progress. Your transformation, Dr. Pat, is in your acceptance. Acceptance of things the way that they are, because you're not going to change them permanently unless you accept things the way that they are. And one of the things that I teach is a system called HHC. Harmonize, harness, convert. No matter what you're experiencing in the region of life, you got to harmonize with it. You got to understand what's going on. You got to harness the little Tasmanian devil inside of you that really wants to just rip a strip off the situation or tell the world how it is. And then you got to convert that within you with love. You got to just not react, respond. And if you can master HHC, I guarantee you'll change your life, because the definition of reality is such that it morphs as you morph. But reality is determined by your thoughts and actions. Next line, your thoughts and actions are determined by your consciousness. Next line, your consciousness is determined by your presence. Your ability to bring presence, and your ability to bring presence is your ability to meditate and think of one thing or nothing. That's quite a formula for if you want to change your reality. That's the bottom line. And I'm sure that if your listeners want to download this and listen to it again, they'll go, oh my God, this is the best definition I've ever heard of. And it's clear, and it's proven. And it works. So that's going to help a lot of people if they just review it, Dr. Pat, if they live by it.
You know, I can't thank you enough for coming back. So let me just say that. The work that you all are doing and what you've created is literally a gateway for people to step in. And I know the hardest part sometimes in life, Zayla, is taking yourself and presenting yourself at the door of the gateway. That's the hardest part. A lot of times, once you get to the gateway, you get the courage to take that step through.
Yes.
And I want to invite people to get to the gateway that you're offering them. Thank you for this. How do they do that? And what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
I would say this, that God, which I think stands for Grand Overall Designer, God answers knee mail. And when life drives you to your knees, I tell students, that's a pretty good place to start because you've been humbled. And so may you listen to this podcast as well as you hear. May you listen as well as you hear, because inside this podcast are the keys to the kingdom, which is within. So I'd like to thank you, Dr. Pat. And once again, my name is Zayla, Z-A-L-A-H. You can get me at the CFT.ca, and I'd love for us to connect. Come out, take a look at what we're teaching people how to get free. Right now, chances are you need to get free of something. And why? Because you're going to have to create. We're all born to create. We're all created to create. No question. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for all that you do. For those of you out there, please pass this on. You may not be the one that is in the place we've referenced today, but I would bet that you know someone. This is the time where we pay forward what we hear, what we know, and how we might be able to help others. Zayla, thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you for all you do, Dr. Pat. God bless you.
You too. Lots Benny, thank you for, man, pushing them right buttons. Olivia, thank you for bringing us up and showing us out there on Facebook and social media. And to all of you, the audience, we brought Zayla back because this is a message you wanted to hear more of, because you are in that place where you're at the gateway. And it is such an honor and privilege to be of service to all of you. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.